Hey there, it's Carolyn. Before we start today's podcast, I wanted to tell you about a brand new challenge that we have starting over in the Homestead Kitchen membership really soon. This one is all about making your very own herbal oils and culinary oils and cosmetic oils and turning them into salves and balms for your herbal medicine cabinet. If you're interested in joining me for the Herbal Oils and Salves Challenge, then go to homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-herbal-oils. Again, that's homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-herbal-oils.
Hey, this is Carolyn with Homesteading Family, and here is a podcast short. In other words, an answer to a question that you have asked.
Alrighty, Charisse Faber, I'm not sure, on Wildcraft and make your own arnica oil says, how do you store your arnica oil afterwards? I was considering freezing it, but not sure if that will affect the potency. Otherwise, just in the fridge?
You know, arnica oil is shelf stable. So if you've made it properly, you have no problem just storing it in a cool, preferably dark cabinet in your house.
Okay.
If you want it to go a little bit longer, the refrigerator's fine. Personally, I wouldn't bother with freezing it. You really do want to have a fresh batch, make a fresh batch every year just to keep it potent.
Alrighty.
And there you have it. I hope this answer is one you are looking for. We'll be sharing more of these in the future and hope you find them helpful and inspiring on your homesteading journey. For more Homesteading Family content, be sure to visit our website at homesteadingfamily.com.